A little girl never smiles, cause I've got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground, who's always chosen last. A single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend. Is it too much to ask?
That's right. Don't laugh at me. This here is Big Dot, better known as Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, with you on another Jumbo Braille program here on the Success Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Success Radio Network that can be felt. Saying welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who've called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press the number one, join the conversation. We'd be glad to hear your prayer requests, prayer praises, and any of those good things, because once again, we have Dr. Doug Quick in the house with us again for another message tonight. And Sister Ruth, who do we got in the house with us tonight?
Well, we got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have Sister Emily, and we need to pray for her tonight. She's not feeling well. We have Brother Quick, Em's dad. Oh, Brother Six there, and a mystery guest with a 616 number with me.
All right, and our mystery guest, if you wish to give any prayer requests, prayer praises, that kind of thing, press the number one, we'll open your mic there. And we'll start with you, Sister Ruth, any prayer requests or that kind of thing?
Like I said, Sister Emily needs prayer, and I'm not feeling good. I got a very bad dizzy spell.
Okay, and of course, Emily did say, Brother Quick, that she's been having some problem with her back. She's got a couple other unspoken. And, of course, her normal requests for the first responders, people in nursing homes, and hospitals. And, of course, my prayer request for our police forces and people in authority.
Also, our mystery guest just joined us.
Okay. Mystery guest, you got any prayer requests or what have you tonight?
Yeah, I got a prayer request for our nation, you know. You know, this land here is self-sufficient here in the United States, and I don't know what part of the bigger people as they think. You know, they pays them not to raise wheat and stuff, and then they have to go buy it from other countries. The United States has got all kinds of gas underneath it. We shouldn't have to buy from Russia. So we would just pray that our leaders would get wisdom, that they would know how to do that, and it could save America. And maybe people would turn back to them instead of their wicked ways. That's all I got to
Amen.
Say.
Amen. All righty. Okay. And Brother Six, do you got any prayer requests or what have you tonight?
Yes. Always praying for the world, mankind. Praying for myself, my family. Keep us all healthy, keep us all strong. A little bit stressful for me. Good news, I am a great uncle. My nephew had the baby on the 21st. His name is Monterio, 7 pounds, 7 ounces, born on the 21st of June. And same day as Tweety's birthday. So I got a niece that turned 17, and I got a newborn nephew. So very happy about that.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. And with that, we're going to turn the floor over to Brother Dr. Doug Quick for him to pray over these requests and give us his message tonight.
Hey, Kenny.
Okay, Emily.
Also, I am on my way back from the emergency room, but while I was there, there was a little 18-month-old. When they brought it in, they were working on bringing it back because it somehow got out a window and fell 3 stories.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
I pray that little baby is all right. Put that prayer request before me, please.
Yes.
I'll go last. Let's give that baby some attention.
Let's pray right now over this youngin'. Our Father, we never like to hear these kind of reports come in, but this sort of thing happens time and time again. We just don't always hear about it. I'm glad that Miss Emily was there where she could see what was going on. She could bring this 18-month-old to this meeting here where we could pray. And Lord, I would plead with you. Oh, my dear Lord, I would plead with you for your touch to be upon this youngin'. Fallen 3 stories. That is a long, long fall. I am begging you that you'll be there to just touch that baby and help that child come back to life. And I'm asking that there be no broken bones or anything like that. It would just be wonderful for that to take place like that. So thank you for Miss Emily bringing this to our attention. And we'll just stop our praying right there and take more prayer requests before I pray and have the bring the message tonight. Thank you, my Lord, for hearing us and for answering our plea. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, Six, you said you wanted to pray over the same situation?
Amen. No, I just, that baby is important. I mean, my prayer request, okay, but I just want that baby, you know, to be okay.
Exactly.
All right, anybody else got any prayer requests?
There's several
you already gave mine, Kenny.
All right. With that, then, Brother Quick, you got the floor.
No, someone was trying to speak. You have to speak up a little bit, whoever that was.
Can you hear me, Brother Six?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. I can hear you. I thought another female was trying to speak.
I thought I heard something also.
Yeah, I did too. If you want to speak, please speak, but you have to speak up so we can hear you.
Well,
yeah,
that's
just
the Lord.
Spoken request, that's all.
What was that one more time?
Just some unspoken request, that's all.
All right. I didn't catch what you said, and I needed to hear that. And thank you very much, Miss Ruth. And it's good to hear Brother Six's voice. It's good to hear Miss Ruth back with us.
Thank you.
I missed both of you a whole lot while you was gone. And
thank you.
Where you need to be, and this is where I expect to hear your voice. And I'm just glad to be able to.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad to be here tonight. Now let's pray for these requests, and then I have some trouble with my left shoulder. I've had surgery on my right shoulder. This was several years ago. And now my left shoulder is giving me probably a good bit more trouble than what my left one did. And so I have not called the doctor's office yet, because Sunday morning when we were headed for the church house, we got almost there, and I happened to look down, and the heat gauge on our vehicle was way up on the H. That's never happened before. So I stopped and opened the hood, and the first thing that I noticed was the fan belt was gone. And I thought, oh, my dear Lord, we're going to have some help to get this thing back to the house. And so I just drove slowly to try and get back to the house, and we made it. We was about 4 miles from the house. And that thing just coughed. I said, Lord, I've got to get over these railroad tracks. And he helped us over those railroad tracks. And just over those railroad tracks was a stop sign. And I looked both ways, and I said, Lord, I'm sure glad you don't have anybody coming right now. And I had to scooch on through there and into a parking lot of a mobile home place here in town. And so I had a couple of gentlemen to go and see if they could figure out what was wrong with it. And the report that they gave me was, there's a good bit wrong with that, and we could fix it, but they don't have a garage. They have to work right out in their backyard. And it was 102-plus degrees today, and nobody's got any business trying to do any work on a vehicle in that kind of weather, that's for sure. And so they just told me right out it was going to be too hot, and they were not going to be able to even think about working on it. And I said, that's all right. So I had it towed back here to the house. And so right now we are without wheels. So, Brother Ken, we know exactly how you're praying for that bus, because now we're praying and asking the Lord to give us some wheels where we can get from point A to point B again. Amen. That vehicle was a very, very good vehicle. And my middle son came and helped me get it pushed off into a parking spot there in that big parking lot there. And he says, Dad, how many miles you got on that thing? And I said, well, we don't even have 300,000 miles yet. He says, Dad, sounds to me like the last mile has just been given out. You need to be checking on and seeing what you can find for a vehicle. Well, it doesn't always go that smooth. So he works. He's self-employed, and he works all over the world. He was working in South Carolina today sometime. And he said he's found a vehicle, but he says it's just one of those that you're not going to be interested in. And he told me what it was, and I said, well, you're right on that, but I don't have any choice now, so we'll just have to figure out what's going on with that. So just keep us in your prayers, if you would, please, for my shoulder. and also for our vehicle. Our vehicle is back here to the house. It wants to crunk up, but it just does not have that ump in the motor, I guess. So I'm sure that there's some serious problems with it. So we're just going to have to just let it sit where it's at and asking the Lord to give us some another vehicle. And I don't think that he's run short where he doesn't have a vehicle that he can send our way. I don't think that for a minute. So let's pray now. Our Father, I'm asking now that you be with each of these requests that were given to us. I pray for Miss Ruth. She's not feeling real good. Emily's not feeling real good. But it's just good that Miss Ruth is back where we can hear her voice again. I just really am glad for Brother Ken. And I'm asking that you just keep your hand upon both of these because they need each other so very much. And then it was good to hear Brother Six's voice tonight. It's been some time since I've heard his voice. The requests that he gave are always important. And I'm just asking now you just be with his family and just help him. He said he's not had a real good time. And I'm sure I would probably say the same thing if I didn't have any eyes like Brother Six doesn't have. And so I'm just asking that you just keep your hand upon him and meet every need that he's got. Then Brother Ken has been asking you for a bus so that they can get out into the other areas around where the blind gather and get there and be able to give the gospel to them. And I'm asking that you just minister there according to your sweet will there also. And then for the leaders of this nation, it just seems like it just so pathetic for America to have slipped in reverse. We're not going forward. We're going just totally backward. The leaders of this nation right now just don't seem to have any sense about them at all. But you're the God that put everything together. And according to your word, your hand is upon the heart of every king, every leader. You know what's in their heart. And you know what's in the heart of the leaders of this nation right now. And we would plead with you that you would just come by our way and help us in the way that only you can help us. And we'll sure enough thank you and praise you a whole lot for that. Now, Father, for this 18-month-old, we're just pleading with you that you just keep your hand upon this child. I would hope and pray that there be no broken bones, but bones do heal up, that's for sure. But I'm just asking that you just keep your hand upon this child and bring good healing to him all the way around. Be with the parents and help them in this turmoil that they're facing right now. Now, Father, we're just asking you'd be with us this night. Help me as I preach the Word of God. I pray that you'd help me to understand when you're speaking to me so that I can give it to those that are listening to me this night. We love you with all of our hearts. Thank you so much because you love us the same way back. Now, be with us now, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I'm going to be in Luke chapter number 11 one more time tonight. Luke chapter number 11. We looked at this last week a little bit. And I want to come back and bring out a few more things on these verses this night. I'll start our reading in verse number 1. And I'm going to read down to the end of verse number 4. If you don't have a Bible right close, just listen to me. I'm going to read from the Authorized Version. I'm going to read to you from God's Word itself. And just listen to the Spirit of God as he speaks to your heart this night through the preaching of the Word of God. Verse number 1 says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying, Jesus was praying, in a certain place that when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. I brought this out last week. It has always struck me with amazement. The disciples have been with the Lord Jesus Christ for about 3 years now. They've heard the Lord pray many a time, many different days. I am sure of that. But this time here, it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place that when he ceased, one of his disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray. We don't know how to pray. We need for you to teach us how to pray. So we'll go to verse number 2 and listen to the words of Jesus. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That's the end of Jesus teaching his disciples what it means to pray. Now, we couldn't pray unto the Lord God in heaven until he saved our soul. I've heard a whole lot of people all around this nation. I've been in evangelism now for 30-something-odd years, and I have preached all around this great nation of ours, and I've heard people yell out some of the stupidest sounding things that I have ever heard in my life. I've witnessed to different ones at different places around this nation as we have traveled, and I've heard this response back from so many of those people. Well, when the big man up there wants to do something with me, I'm sure that he'll let me know. How in the world can they even think that God in heaven is listening to something like that? Jesus is teaching his disciples, yea, Jesus is teaching us tonight what it means to pray. His first words were, Our Father. You see, God was never my Father in heaven until I trusted Christ to save my soul. That's when God became my Father. For everyone else that has never trusted Christ, it's no wonder they make remarks like what I said just a few moments ago about the big man up in heaven, all that kind of stuff. It's no wonder they make remarks like that. They have never been introduced to the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't know what it means to pray. Our Father, we were born sinners. Every conceived individual in this world has been born a sinner. It's because our first father, Adam, back there in the Garden of Eden, let his wife, Eve, listen to the devil. He was known as the serpent back then. And didn't say one word to stop her or him, and ended up eating of the fruit that God had already told him, thou shalt not eat of it. Otherwise, it's going to kill you. You're going to die. Oh, my soul. We were born sinners, headed right straight to hell, and rightly so. God saved me from my sin. God saved me from the filth of my sin. God saved me from the control of my sin. And everyone who has trusted Christ as their Lord and Savior can make that same proclamation themselves. God saved us from our sin. He saved us from the filth of our sin. He saved us from the control of our sin. When God saved us, we soon learned what it meant to be forgiven. Oh, listen to me. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, listen to these words. Verse number 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Did you get that? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is, right then, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, not going to pass away. They are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, going to become new. They are new. Oh, listen to me. When God saved me, I can tell you right now from my own personal
experience
and my own words, when God saved me, I knew something had happened on the inside of me. I knew that. My daddy was pastoring his first church. He led me to the Lord Jesus Christ. He had just finished a week of meetings in his church, had a gentleman in by the name of Brother Smith, and I asked my dad, if I ask him once, I ask him 100 times, what was Brother Smith's real name? And all he could ever say was, something that was so long ago, I can't even remember what his name was. All I can tell you was his name was Brother Smith. That's all I can tell you. And my dad could never come up with his name any longer. But you see, as soon as I trusted Christ right down on my knees, I knew something had happened inside. And when I got up, when we got up from praying, my dad took one look at me and he said, well, son, looks to me like the Lord found you. I said, Dad, I only got one problem. He said, what's that, son? I said, I got to be able to tell somebody what happened to me. He said, your mama's sitting across the room over there. He said, go tell her. I had to go tell my mama. I had to go tell somebody. That was some 65 years ago, and I've still got that same problem yet today. I've still got to be able to tell somebody what happened in my heart when I trusted Christ as my Savior. Amen and amen. Our Father, he is my Father in heaven. Our Father, which art in heaven, that's where my daddy is, my father is. Since God saved me, since God saved you, we have the privilege of talking to our Heavenly Father. We never had that privilege before that instant that we trusted Christ to really save our soul. I'm not talking about getting down and praying some sinner's prayer. No, no, no. I'm talking about a sinner, you, me. I'm talking about you and me getting down on our face before God and crying out to him about our sin and the load of sin that we were carrying and how it was getting so heavy on us, and pleading with him that he would forgive us and come and save our soul. That's when I trusted Christ, and that's when I found that I had a Heavenly Father that I could talk to anytime. I can talk to him any moment of every day. I can talk to him every moment of every night. My Father is always waiting to hear from me. He's always waiting to hear from you too. Look at verse number 2. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The word hallowed here is a word that we get our word holiness from. Holiness is thy name. Our God's name has always been holy. Our God never had to have a Savior. Amen. Our God never had to get on his face and pray and ask anybody in heaven to forgive him for any sin he did, because our Father in heaven has never sinned. Amen. He's never sinned. Oh, listen. His name is much higher than any other name. Acts chapter number 4. Listen to these words. Verse number 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We cannot No, our salvation, we cannot be saved from our sin. We cannot be saved from hell. We cannot be saved from the devil. We can't be saved from anything or anybody else unless we come through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. That's all there is to it. Oh, listen to me now. His name is much higher than any other name. And let me read some proof to you. Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse number 9. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, of things under the heaven, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Did you get that? Let me read this to you again. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, everyone in heaven, of things in heaven, everyone in the earth, of things in earth, everyone in hell, and things under the earth, that every tongue of those that are in heaven, those that are in earth, those that are in hell, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm sure glad that I know the Lord Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior. I mean to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I will never, ever forget that conviction that had fell on my heart. I mean, it had fell on my heart. I couldn't sleep at night, couldn't do anything right, because the Spirit of God had convicted me of my sin so much. And finally, that Friday night of that meeting that my dad had at that first church that he pastored, that Friday night in the altar call, I slipped a hand up. And I said to myself, that should be good enough. That should take care of this. No, it didn't do it. When we got to the house, my father took one look at me and he said, son, looks like you got a problem. I said, Dad, I am miserable. He says, I can see that. And we both got down on our knees and he introduced me to the Lord Jesus Christ. And from the time that I trusted Christ to save my soul, all of that conviction flew away somewhere. I mean, it was gone. Hallelujah. It was gone. All because I had taken myself and my sin unto the Lord Jesus Christ, and he had forgiven me. Oh, listen. Hallowed be thy name. Our God's name has always been holy. His name is much higher than any other name. His name makes him more uncommon than anyone or anything else in all of the universe. I'm glad he's my God, that he's your God. If you've never trusted Christ to save your soul, you could do that tonight. You could sure enough do that tonight. The rest of verse number four, the rest of verse number two says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Our Father in heaven has a kingdom. He is sovereign. He's king. Our Father's kingdom is everywhere because the Lord Jesus created everything. But you see, there came a time when Lucifer, who was an angel that had been on the right hand of the Father in heaven, Lucifer decided he'd go ahead and get as good as what God was. He couldn't get better than God. He knew that. I don't have time to go to the book of Isaiah and read that scripture to you tonight, but Isaiah tells all about how it was that Lucifer blew it. And a third of the angels in heaven followed him. And they were all cast out of heaven. God the Father cast them out of heaven. Amen. You see, his name didn't used to be Satan. The earth is the scene of a strong universal rebellion against God because this earth has its own God named Satan. He's no longer called Lucifer. Now he's called Satan. Well, Lucifer, the meaning of the name Lucifer means brightness. It means literally to be able to attain, to endure. The name of Satan means that he is the arch enemy of God. He's the arch enemy of good. He attacks, he accuses the opponents of God. He attacks me every moment of the day. He attacks you every moment of the day. If you know Christ as your Lord and Savior, he attacks you. That's his business. That's why his name is switched over to Satan. He's never called Lucifer again. He's now called Satan. And Satan is no longer that brightness in heaven. Satan is now that arch enemy of God and the arch enemy of God's people. Amen and amen. Listen to me. You see, Lucifer's name was changed after sin set in. It is. God never called him Lucifer again. You see, our God, our sovereign God, shall never renounce, never give up any control of his great kingdom. Why should you? Why should I give in? We shouldn't. There's no reason for us to give in. We don't have to listen to the devil and have to follow what the devil says. We don't have to do that. Listen to these verses of scripture taken out of the book of Ephesians chapter number 3. Verse number 16 says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Oh, hello. That's why we're not going to give in. That's why we're not going to fail and we're not going to fall. We're not going to falter before God. We're not going to follow the devil anymore. No, because we have been strengthened with by our inner man by the Spirit of God. Amen. Verse number 20 of that same chapter says this. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. You see how important it is to have that filling of the Spirit of God? Every night, my wife and I pray before we go to sleep. Our prayer is always, Lord, forgive us of every sin that we've committed this day. Because we know better. We know that we can't sleep with our sins not forgiven like that. And we also know there's more to it than that. Because if we don't ask the Lord for that fullness of his spirit for the night, when we're sleeping, we have no control of our mind. You don't have any control of your mind when you're sleeping either. But when my wife and I are sleeping, there is no fear. Because when we're sleeping, we lose control of our mind. But we have pleaded with God for that filling of his spirit for the night. And when we're sleeping and don't have control of our mind, God's spirit is right here and is in control of our mind. Amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to me. Our instruction for prayer continues with thanksgiving. Look at verse number 3. Listen to verse number 3 with me. Give us day by day our daily bread. Isn't that amazing? Nowhere in the Word of God, nowhere in the Old Testament, nowhere in the New Testament, nowhere in the Bible can we find where we have the privilege of asking God for our food tomorrow. Ooh, hey, hallelujah. He's going to give us our food every day, exactly what we need, every day. Not tomorrow's food, just today's food. That's all we're going to get. Don't ask the Lord what you're going to eat tomorrow, because he's not ever going to tell you. Amen. We're to ask the Lord and thank him for daily food. Verse number 3 again. Give us day by day our daily bread. Oh, my soul. Nothing better than to be able to talk and pray with our Heavenly Father. Nothing better. Every prayer of ours unto God must include thanksgiving. If God will ever hear us, he's going to hear us thanking him before he starts listening. Amen. That's just a fact. He's going to hear, thank you, before he hears me ask for anything else. Amen. You see, name me one thing you can do for you yourself without God's help. The answer will come back to you, absolutely nothing. You see, Brother Ken has been praying and asking the Lord for a bus to be able to get out where he can preach to the blind that are in different areas around there. Why doesn't he just say, Lord, you got to give me a bus? No. That's not how we do it. When we pray to our Heavenly Father, we're asking him for our daily bread. We're expecting him to give us our daily bread. He's going to give us our daily bread, and he's going to meet our needs also. Look at verse number 4. And forgive us our sins. Hallelujah. Because you trusted Christ to save your soul. That doesn't put an end to your sinning. Amen. That does not put an end to your sinning, ladies and gentlemen. No. You're still going to sin. You're still alive on this earth. You're still going to sin. Amen. I will stop my sinning when I take my last breath on this earth and the Spirit of God comes and takes me on home. That's when I have sinned my last sin. Amen and amen. Forgive us our sins. This includes every sin we've committed before God. 1 John chapter 1, verse number 9. Listen to this. If we confess our sins, full and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Are you listening to me? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, 1 John 1:9 begins with the word if. Has it ever occurred to you what the word if means? Look it up in Webster's dictionary. And you're going to find out that the word if means that it's going to come to doubt the subject that it's talking about. That's what the word if means. It's put there, God puts it there for us too, to let us know that there is a doubt on whether or not we're going to do this. If we confess our sins, he didn't say when we confess our sins. He said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you what, ladies and gentlemen, that is just wonderful. But that was just part of verse 4 that I read. Verse 4 goes on like this. Let me read the first part and I'll read the second part. And forgive us our sins, for we also, I didn't lose you, did I? I didn't change what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Wow. Isn't that amazing? 1 John 1:9 begins with the word if. God said, I just want you to understand that I'm letting you be know that there is a doubt on whether or not you're going to confess your sin to me or not. Isn't that amazing? Verse number 4 puts it right in the kettle. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive, everyone that is indebted to us. Whoa. All of you that are listening to me tonight right now, was there somebody that just suddenly popped in your mind that they've done something against you and you've never forgiven them? Oh, hello. Let me read that verse of scripture again. Forgive us our sins, for we also, in other words, God's going to forgive us the same way that we forgive everyone that hurts us. Amen. Read it again. And forgive our sins, forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. You know, that should help us to understand that man can do nothing against me or you that we should ever hold against them. I know man can do some pretty dirty things. I know that. I have been the victim of a good many things through these years. I know about that. If I don't forgive them, God doesn't have to forgive me. And I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. My sin debt can get heavier than I can stand in a half a second. I cannot carry my own sin load any longer. God did not make the human body to be that which would be capable of carrying sin loads. God's done that. God didn't do that. He didn't make our bodies so strong that we can carry a sin load, just carry it and carry it and carry it and carry it and carry it. Oh. And forgive us our sins, because we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Wow. Every sin has a price tag to it. Psalm 66 and verse number 18. Listen to what this says. David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Let me read it to you again. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. There's two words in that verse of scripture that the Spirit of God has drawn my attention to. If I regard, David said, if I regard, you know what the word regard means? The word regard means to approve, to experience, to enjoy. If I enjoy iniquity in my heart, that's what David's saying to us. The other word in this verse of scripture that calls my attention is the word iniquity. Iniquity is not just sin. Iniquity is sin on top of sin. And the word iniquity gives us the meaning of to pant, to exert oneself for wickedness, so much deeper in sin, crying one's best to find satisfaction. David said, I enjoy sin. The sin that I have had to run and try my best to find some satisfaction in. Isn't that amazing? That's why God used these two verses, these two words. Psalm 66:18 again. David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will hear me. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but there's been too many days, way too many days, when I have needed the touch of God on my heart. I've needed it. I've needed it. I've needed to know that God heard me. I've needed to know that God was going to come my way, because I'd be in such a turmoil place. I needed some help from the Lord. Amen. I know what it's like for that sin to dwell on my heart, in my mind. You know what it's like also. I know what it's like to cry out to God to forgive me, and that sin to be on the side of my mind, and I kind of pass over it. God's not going to answer any kind of a plea like that. No, 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 no. He never has and he never will. When we confess our sin unto the Lord, all of our sin needs to be confessed unto him. All of our sin. That's the only way we get to it. Jesus is teaching his disciples here. Let me read these verses one more time, starting at verse number 1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted unto us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You see how much we need the Lord? Jesus is teaching his disciples just how much they need him. There's a little bit more in verse number 4 I haven't covered yet. I just read through it. Let me bring it to your attention. Lead us not into temptation. Own carelessness, our own disobedience, we would ask the Lord, just like the Lord is teaching his disciples, and lead us not into temptation. Don't put us in a place where we're going to falter and fail. That's exactly what Jesus is saying here. And then he finishes up, but deliver us from evil. You know what it's like to cry out to God and ask him to deliver you from evil? You know what that's really like? Next time the devil hits you, you don't know what else to do. Cry out to the Lord. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to lead you. Ask him to help you. Ask him to not lead you into temptation. Because when the devil hits us, we want to get back at somebody or something. We sure do. And that's not how it is in the Christian life. Jesus is teaching his disciples how to pray, and he ends up with these two little phrases. He says, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us. Nobody else can deliver us. Nothing else can deliver us. We need to know for a fact that we know the Lord Jesus Christ as our own Lord and Savior. We got to know that because there's no other way we can get by it. No other way we can get through life at all. No other way. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I would hope that you listen to me tonight, and I would hope that you listen to every word that I have said, because I've told you the truth to the best of my ability. Do you know Christ as your own Lord and Savior? If you do, let me ask you a question. What changed in your life? What was the first thing that changed in your life when you trusted Christ to save you? That will tell you right there, if you really know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, because there's something that has to change as soon as you trust Christ to save you. Something in your heart is going to change. And if there's not been anything like that that's changed in your heart, if you've not gotten any strength to live the Christian life, if you've not gotten any help over the wickedness that you have been in, if you've not gotten any help over the attacks of the devil, you need to come to Christ. That's all there is to it. You need to come to Christ. You need to bow your head. Close your eyes so that nothing else takes your attention away from it. And plead with the Lord for him to forgive you of every sin. And when you get clean that way, then plead with the Lord that he would save your soul. You're going to know something happened. You're going to know something happened. Our Father, thank you so very much for these moments that you've given to us. Thank you for each one that has listened this night. I would plead with you that you'd help each one of us to understand that we're under no obligation to the devil over anything. But our soul needs to be in your hands, that's for sure. And I would plead with you that you just touch our hearts this night in a special way and help each of us to understand that we can know positively for sure that we're on our way to heaven. And the devil cannot rob us from that, and that is for sure. Our Father, I'm just asking now that you just go with us and help us. And we'll thank you now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And my address, I always get so tongue-tied over the message, I forget to give my address. My address is 1122-1122 Church Street, Waycross, that's one word, capital Waycross, Georgia, 31501. 1122 Church Street, Waycross, Georgia, 31501. Brother Ken, thank you.
Amen. And it was a good message there, Brother Quick. And anybody that wishes to contact him via email can send their emails to me, and then I'll forward that message to him by snail mail and return you his response via email, and the email address you'll send that to is feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits around on the throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com, feelandtouchking@gmail.com. In your subject line, put question or comment for Brother Quick. And in your body or your message, just write out your question, comment, prayer request, prayer praise, and we will print that out and then send it to him via snail mail, And then when he sends back the response, then we will attach it to an email and send it back to you so you'll have that. Amen. And for those of you listening that wish to keep programs like this on the air, remember, radio is not cheap. It may be free for you to listen to, but it is not cheap for us here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. There are several ways you can contribute and help to keep programs like this on the air. First off, if you're a PayPal user, go to PayPal and enter the email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, @gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, @gmail.com. For you Cash App users, you go to Cash App, you enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, again, $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4, and in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. If you wish to send a check or money order, please contact Brother Six at his email address, 6i6@gmail.com, and in your subject line, write donation information requested, and tell him in your email that you're wishing to send a check or money order, and you need the pay to and snail mail information because you're wishing to send a check or money order. And once again, God will richly bless you, and God not only will richly bless you, but we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. And Brother Six, we want you to pass along the information as to how they can get a copy of this program and any other that they wish to get.
Yes. So for those who have beautiful eyes to see, on that, on the studio, actually, there's a black portion that says Blog Talk Radio. There's a box that says Facebook. If you click that, this show will be available on demand. Otherwise, you can go to your podcast app on your phone, and the search engine you want to type in, Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O, and you'll see subscribe for Apple Music. Also, for the Android users that use iHeart, same thing. And the search type in Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space radio, R-A-D-I-O. And when you see that subscribe button, you will have this message. You can have it right now. When you press that, and you can download Brother Quick's message. He's always bringing a great message every Thursday here on the Six Eyes Video Network. So please do so, and you'll have the Six Eyes Video Network on demand. Thank you.
All right. Now, Ruth, who do we got with us that may have, see if anybody's got any questions or comments before we close out tonight?
Yeah, we always, of course, have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels, who's always present. And we have you, we have Sister Emily, of course, Brother Quick, and this mystery guest that was 616. Then we have M's dad, Six, and little old me.
Okay. So we are opening your mics. Anybody with any questions or comments?
I think you did a good job tonight, really quick and beautiful, but really wonderful.
That was a stone tomb for the night and brick thrower, but it was a good one, Brother Quick.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. Great message, great message. And hello to you and First Lady Quick. Always great to hear your voice as well. And great message tonight.
Thank you, Brother Six. It's really good to hear your voice.
Thank you, thank you. And tomorrow, it's my birthday, so I will be a year older.
Oh, my soul. Happy birthday to
him,
my brother.
Then we have to sing to him, Ken.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, big bro.
Thank you.
So,
thank
Brother
you.
Quick, if you wish to join in tomorrow's show, that'll be at 9 p.m. tomorrow night. It's called AJ and the Squad, and we're having a special show for him.
All right. Now, Brother Six, now listen to me. You're not a year older.
Sir.
You're just a day older. because tomorrow's just another day, so you're just a day older, okay?
Okay. 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 I like that.
Amen. Okay, does our 616 wow. caller have any questions or comments?
Hello, 616. Press the 1. We appreciate you listening. Hope you come back. We're here 7 days a week with great programming. And we want to say hello to our listeners, 616. Everyone else is going to listen later on in the week, perhaps later on tonight. But we want to thank our listeners around the world for joining the Six Eyes Radio Network. We have a Six Eyes Radio Facebook page. Please like that page. We also have an AJ and the Squad page. Like that page as well. And we have For the Love of Six Eyes Media Group. So those are pages you can like, and you'll have all the programming times that we're on. But when you go to the Apple Music and iHeartRadio and type in the Six Eyes Radio, you'll have the schedule there as well. Thank you.
All right. Well, it looks like our caller doesn't wish to say anything. With that, Brother Quick, would you like to give us a closing prayer?
I'll do that. Our Father, thank you for being with us again this night. Thank you for everyone that has participated before and afterwards. And it's just really good to hear everyone's voice one more time. And I'm just asking that you just minister unto our hearts and help us. This, I pray that you be at Brother Six tomorrow. He's not going to be a year older. He's just going to be one day older. And I just thought I'd throw that out. That's just something that I learned many years ago. And I'm glad that I was able to learn something like that. So, Lord, we're just asking you just be with us this night and help us. That you be with every policeman in this nation, that you put a hedge of protection around each one of them this night. And we'll sure enough thank you and praise you. And for that 18-month-old child, Lord God, plead with you for a good report on that baby. And just be with us and thank you for how you've met with us this night. And we'll thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Everybody
amen.
Sleep good.
All right. Everyone have a great night from the Six Eyes Radio Network. For Brother Quick, myself, the rest of the staff, our listeners around the world on the phone lines right now, we thank you. Good night.